This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, May 16, written by Scott DeBreeze. Learning to Sacrifice. From Malachi 2. You flood the Lord's altar with tears. You weep and wail because He no longer looks with favor on your offerings. Considering all the ways God's people had disrespected Him, it might seem appropriate that they flood His altar with tears. But they feel sorry for themselves, not for their sin. They're weeping because they're not getting their way. They're not interested in genuine sacrifice. Selfishness is powerful. It often stems from not getting something we think we deserve. Sometimes we might even be right about deserving it. Once while I struggled with bitterness, God probed me. Why not just let it go? But I thought, I had the right to be angry. God did not challenge my right to be angry, but He did show me that I didn't need to exercise that right. Justice might allow us to be angry or sad, but selfishness often requires those emotions. Selfishness easily becomes a habit. Injustices happen to us every day. Usually they are small bits of unfairness. As selfishness grows, it becomes increasingly difficult to let any of those things go. Sacrifice has the opposite effect. As we grow in the ability to sacrifice, we grow to be at peace in a world of injustice. We can let others have even the things they have no right to. We realize that living a sacrificial life is more valuable than anything we might lose to someone else's selfish behavior. Selfishness or selflessness? Which do you show in your life? Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, You showed us the life of sacrifice. You paid for our injustice so that we can be free. Help us to follow Your example. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.